It's time for the emergency break of the week.
They're everywhere.
You have tape replacement surgery?
Excuse me? Never heard of that.
Back up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Well, we're just firing off questions, random questions, right?
Breaking surgical news here.
They have to be legitimate questions, and we've never heard of taint replacement surgery.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's not. I'm no medical expert. I'm just asking questions. Wow. We're having fun here now.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, but... and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. This longtime Friday morning tradition carries on. With candidate number one from the Hardline, Danny Bayless. The Hardline was out in Oxnard. Danny was here in the Ticket Studios. And he thought he was watching a Rangers game live until it started to look just like the Ranger game he had watched the night before. And this moment happened.
Bruce, what are you doing? Damn you.
Would it surprise you, gentlemen, to know that Banny Rooster has decided to go with Patton again in a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth at 2-2? Or is this a replay?
It's a replay.
I thought they were playing a day game.
He's been watching the game for the past 5 minutes.
I really have.
And I've been wanting to tell him. But
So you saw this coming?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, I thought lunch with the Rangers ended at 1.
I kind of thought you thought it was a replay, but you started looking really close to the TV.
Is that Pat in there? What's he doing again?
Oh, my God.
That's I thought for sure they'd play ever. A nice day game in Minnesota on a Wednesday.
That is the greatest moment ever.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know how he didn't notice that it was still, that it was night.
I love it when it dawned on him. Yeah. Or is this yesterday?
Would you gentlemen be interested to know?
Yeah, he had breaking news. Guess what I've got?
He was about to jump on Banny.
All right, there's Danny up for an e-break. And so is the man we just heard there, one Mike Reiner. As he was trying to tell the Geno Smith story, he was referring back to the Roger Staubach, Clint Longley story. Hmm. And he had trouble with the name Clint.
This probably was destined to happen sometime in an NFL locker room. And today it did. At Jets training camp, where the Clint Longley scenario...
Whoa.
Oh, Mike.
Easy, Brad.
Yeah, the key concept.
I mean, you're the one that preaches that.
I know. The key consonant might have been glossed over a little bit there.
God, the only man that I know that is overly cautious, that warns us with a sentence every time the name Clint is uttered.
You guys have become shock jocks.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, Rhines.
I still love the Mino drop of Switzer that he plays. Oh, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Anytime Mike messes up. Mike. Oh, Mike.
I'm going to do a search for...
Let's hear that one more time.
Clint Longley and misspell his first name.
This probably was destined to happen sometime in an NFL locker room. And today, it did. At Jets training camp, where the Clint Longley scenario...
Whoa.
Oh, Mike.
Easy, Brad.
Yeah, the key consonant.
I mean, you're the one that preaches that.
I know. The key consonant might have been glossed over a little bit there.
God, the only man that I know that is overly cautious, that warns us with a sentence every time the name Clint is uttered.
You guys have become shock jocks.
Yeah, we have.
I got a few questions based on this.
Okay.
That seems weird to me that Mike is the guy who's always really preached this. That's one of his huge issues in life.
To say that name carefully?
Yes. He's so not careful on so many other things.
It's just that
is weird.
His big hang up.
But that's his thing. It's like, hey guys, if you learn anything in broadcasting, it's this.
Just be careful when you're
right.
talking about Longley.
The other thing is that he himself says, whoa.
Yeah, that's funny.
Whoa, what did I just do?
What happened?
All right, Ryan's candidate number two. Candidate number three, I guess we'll put this on Norm because I think it was his idea to do the live dialing of the guest known as Kip Keno. Now, some background here. It's been almost 15 years since the infamous attempt to have Kip Keno on, a long-distance runner who's done amazing work with adopting hundreds of kids and saving their lives. He's got this orphanage which does amazing work. So Norm's always wanted to have him on. And this is what happened back in 2001 when Norm was trying to get a hold of him.
Joining us from Kenya on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Keno. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's a bummer. Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my... is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay. Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
And that
it
went on...
Bad, I can't hear.
That went on for a while. So, I guess you tell me, Saroy, did you have a hard time dialing and getting him on and putting him on hold? Was that the deal?
We called him back later. Just 15 years is what we waited.
Okay.
That was the technology
when,
to catch up. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just try to, it's hard to get him on. I called him before the interview and it took like three or four cracks with assorted different reasons why it wouldn't work. So I'm like,
Well, keep in mind that what you're about to hear has been edited down. This went a good 5 minutes or so, but this is the attempt to get Kip back on.
Okay, Mike, let's try to reach Kip Keno.
Is that serious?
Eldoret, Kenya. Oh, please answer.
Please answer.
Hello. Oh, please answer.
He'll answer. He's got a wheels off voicemail.
Oh, I hope we don't go to voicemail.
Eh.
Oh, this sounds like voicemail. Oh, no.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try it again.
This has got to work.
All right, hold on.
Okay, we're going to try
011.
We're going to try this again. Honestly, this is not. We are not doing a ticket bit. I want to assure you of this. We made contact through his brothers with Kip, who's now in Kenya. And I've wanted to get this interview.
All right.
Padding.
Okay, let's hope. This is a new connection. Oh, please answer the phone.
Come on, dude.
Oh, no, please answer the phone.
God.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, tell me this isn't going to not work
again.
It will work. Okay, Mike's going to dial
again. The country code is... All right, there we go.
That's screwing you up.
Don't worry.
It's just a really difficult number to dial.
Okay, you're going to try it again, Mike?
Yep, here it comes. This one's going to be good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, my God.
This can't be happening.
Don't worry.
Keep
watching.
This is
editing. I'm telling you, this is what I was doing when I called him a little bit ago. I was like, dude, this is fail. And then he just answered.
Okay.
This is it. Money shot.
All right.
Stop.
Money shot.
Gosh,
okay. Come on.
Don't make Norm say that.
Busy anyway.
All right, we're back on track.
Cross your fingers.
He's going to say hello.
Oh, please answer the phone. What happened?
Hello?
Is this Kip?
Yeah, that's Kip.
Good morning. My name is Norm. I'm in the United States, and this is the radio sports talk show you're going to be on.
God. He finally made contact.
Like he was explaining to either a third grader or an alien.
Yeah, an alien.
Hi, this is Norm. Mr. Hitchkiss, Mr. Kino's just come out of his coma. Would you like to speak with him?
This is the American radio sports talk show that you're going to talk on.
Yeah, I know, dude. Just go ahead. What do you want?
Okay, since we have his producer with us this morning, Mike, I have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just treat that like any other guest where you get him off the air, you get him on the line, and then you tell Norm, okay, we've got Kip Keno, and then he goes to him.
But it makes no sense why you would go through all this again. You get him on the line, and then he's there.
How boring is that? It's Kip.
Yeah, this was much more exciting.
This is the we had a chance to write an e-break, to right or wrong.
Dear God, please answer the phone.
And you got on the e-break
damn
again.
Right we did it.
Jesus, let him answer the phone. Please, God, Jesus, Mary, Mother, let him answer the phone.
Him and Mary are talking down line when they were in Oxnard, and they're discussing a trip to Kenya to go visit Kip.
Oh God!
And I'm like,
sounds like the
sure
most boring
Kip...
trip of all time.
It's like I don't think Kip knows who you are exactly.
No. He thinks you're stalking him,
Kip.
All right,
you're awake and you're safe. And my name is Norm.
Norm.
And I'm on a radio sports talk show that you are going to be on.
Yeah, the end of that is perfect. Now, once you drop that in, next time Norm gets on, like. President Bush or something. All right, so it's Danny, Rhines, or Norm, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly today. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on your radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Neers. I want to vote for Big Dumb Danny, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too.
Hi.
Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to vote as possibly. Mike.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, it's like Dr. Frizz always says, if you don't know the game is a rerun, you might just want to take a gun and shoot yourself right in the head, and then you will be really dead.
Okay, weird. I guess it's a Danny vote. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Users, hey, it's Joey Gallo.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Users, they sent me down to Round Rock, and I'm like, Round Rock is no place for Joey Gallo.
Right. Well, who you want to vote for?
Anyway, boys, yeah, I got to vote for Danny. All right, I'm going to the express practice. See you later.
Okay. Oh, I like the fake
Not
Joey
bad.
Gallo.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's rectal abortion.
Good Lord.
Dude, come on.
Just...
Come on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good Lord, I've been waiting for so long, I forgot who I was voting for. So let me just give a shout-out to Race Week.
Okay.
Wow, what a waste.
Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Yes, I'd like to shout-out to Dean Cifuentes, and I'd like to vote for him playing with my Clint Longley.
Okay. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
Well, I was definitely going with the old gray wolf until Norm said money shot. So I'm with Norm.
Okay. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
All the business of team sports, I'm Brad Thomas.
I don't understand that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for another Ryan's Quintorious victory.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I would like to responsibly vote for Norm Hitzkiss in that Wheels Off call.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, stupid idiot. George, what's going on?
Not much. Who you vote for?
I just want to know how bad North Texas is going to be this year.
Man, I'm not going to fall for it this
come
year.
On. You,
oh, come
you,
on.
Why don't you tell
ass.
Him?
How about that?
Oh, jeez. Come on, leave me alone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I think that you should invite Clint Longley and his wife Dolores to lunch.
Okay. You don't know that's her name. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'm back. I'm going to kick your ass. You know that?
Oh, my gosh. You got it twice.
Do you know that? He needs to know whether you know
it. I guess I do now. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, this is Danny Divulge, and I'm calling in so I can vote for the e-break. I am in the United States.
Okay, we got it. We got it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Musers.
Yeah.
RV here. I'd like to vote for Norm. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Boy, we got a close race. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, shout out to Groups of My Leader Facebook page, and I'd like to vote for Shot Jock Mike.
And ladies and gentlemen, Mike Reiner once again has won the emergency break of the week.
Oh, Mike.
This probably was destined to happen sometime in an NFL locker room, and today it did. At Jets training camp, where the Clint Longley scenario.
Whoa.
Oh, Mike.
Easy, Brad.
Yeah, the key consonant.
I mean, you're the one that preaches that.
I know. The key consonant might have been glossed over a little bit there.
God. The only man that I know that is overly cautious, that warns us with a sentence every time the name Clint is uttered.
You guys have become shock jocks.
Yeah, we have.
Way to go, Mike. And what a year Mike Reiner is having. Do you have results in there?
I do. That is number 56 for Mike Reiner. He is just seven away from George for his spot in third place in the medal stand.
Hot dog.